Shalom, Australia. An IDF soldier was arrested on Thursday and faced court on Friday after a video appeared to show him shooting an incapacitated Palestinian. The military court extended his remand for 5 days and the army acknowledged that he may be charged with murder. The Palestinian had earlier stabbed an Israeli soldier. In the video, which was first released on Palestinian social media, the disarmed Palestinian can be seen lying on the ground and barely moving. The soldier then appears to speak with another soldier before cocking his weapon and firing at the unarmed Palestinian assailant from a few meters away, hitting him in the head. The soldier's lawyer, Benjamin Malka, explained that the Palestinian assailant, who had just stabbed another Israeli soldier, was still moving underneath his jacket, where he could have been hiding explosives or weapons. The army is adamant that the soldier was not responding to any order to fire. The Palestinian was one of two who attacked and wounded an IDF soldier near the Tel Romeda neighborhood, a tiny enclave of Jewish homes in the predominantly Palestinian city of Hebron. Some 40 people gathered outside the IDF base camp Natan near Be'er Sheva last night in a show of support for the soldier facing murder charges. Israeli security officials tasked with assessing safety measures at various international airports that operate flights to Tel Aviv had found significant shortcomings at Brussels-Zaventem Airport, it was revealed on Wednesday. The report came amid widespread criticisms of Belgium's approach to immigration and security and reports that Brussels officials had specific information about the attacks that rocked the city on Tuesday. In the wake of the attacks, Transportation Minister Israel Katz on Wednesday criticized Belgium's complacency in the face of rising terrorism. Katz said the Belgians were too busy eating chocolate and enjoying life to properly identify terror as Islamist and would not be able to combat the phenomenon until it did so. The Belgian response was that Katz's remarks were insensitive. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday night spoke on the phone with Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel, offering condolences to the families of the victims in the deadly Brussels attack and Israeli assistance to combat terror. Earlier on Tuesday, Netanyahu linked a wave of attacks in Israel since October to global terrorism in an address via satellite to the APEC conference. From attacks in Brussels to Paris to Tel Aviv, Netanyahu said, the terrorists have no resolvable grievances, including Israel's control of the Palestinian territories. He said, it's not as if we could offer them Brussels or Istanbul or California or even the West Bank. Simcha Damri, 59, Avraham Goldman, 70, and Yonatan Shua, 40, who were killed when a suspected Islamic State suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near an Israeli tour group in central Istanbul last Saturday, were buried here on Monday. An Iranian was also killed in the attack and 11 other Israelis were hurt. Head of the IDF Civil Administration, 47-year-old Brigadier General Munir Amar, was killed on Friday when his light plane crashed into a mountain in the Upper Galilee. A resident of Julis, a Druze village in northern Israel, Amar began his military service in the Cherev Infantry Battalion comprised of Druze soldiers. Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon mourned Amar's death on Friday afternoon, calling the top officer the salt of the earth, a fine infantryman and commander with an impressive record of service. A newly recruited IDF soldier, Yehuda Susia, 19 years old, from Bet Uziel, a moshav outside Rehovot, died during physical fitness training in the Negev Desert on Tuesday. Susia, from the Army's Givati Brigade, collapsed during the workout in his unit's training base near the Egyptian border. In the wake of the incident, Brigadier General Nadav Padan called off all intensive activities until an initial investigation could be conducted. Police said on Wednesday that they had arrested Majid Ouida, 22, a Gaza resident, suspected of hacking into the feeds from Air Force drones and collecting information on troop movements and civilian flights for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group. Ouida, an engineer, who was also chairman of the Palestinian Talent Society, was arrested on February the 23rd en route to a meeting with young candidates on a television singing contest. According to the indictment, he was recruited by Islamic Jihad in 2011 while working as a radio broadcaster and was made their computer administrator. He carried out tasks that he received from his handlers, including coding a computing program that enabled the viewing of road cameras and hacking into the computers of the Hamas Interior Ministry in Gaza. The prosecutor claimed that in 2012, he was asked by Islamic Jihad to hack into the IDF's network of drones in operation above the Gaza Strip. He purchased the requisite equipment from dealers in the United States and created a computer program that could intercept broadcast feed. Four Palestinians from East Jerusalem have been indicted on suspicion of attempting to join the Islamic State Jihadist group. According to the indictment, the four, all men in their 20s, had organized a pro-ISIS study group that met regularly and planned terror attacks against Israelis. The Palestinian Authority announced on Tuesday that products from Tnuva, Strauss, Tara, Soglovec and Tapuzina companies will not be allowed to enter Palestinian-controlled territory. The PA said the decision on the ban came in response to an Israeli halt on imports of products from five Palestinian companies earlier this month. In early March, Israeli authorities told five Palestinian firms that their products would not be allowed to pass through the commercial Betania crossing. Some 100,000 costume residents of Tel Aviv and surrounding towns took part in the city's Purim festivities on Friday. From 9:30 a.m., the metropolis's famous Kikar HaMedina Park was sealed off to motorists so that the carnival could take place. The event followed dozens of similar festivities on Wednesday and Thursday throughout the country, with Holon continuing its tradition of hosting the largest Ad Lo Yada procession. The holiday's second major tradition is the giving of Mishloach Manot, gift packages of food and wine. Ahead of the holiday, President Reuven Rivlin was seen carrying a basket of treats to a young couple living near the president's residence. Jerusalem and other walled cities celebrated Purim on Shoshan Purim on Friday. Thousands of Palestinian Christians and foreign pilgrims marked Good Friday with a procession through Jerusalem's cobbled old city on Friday amidst increased security measures. The majority of Palestinian Christians come from the Eastern tradition, which will celebrate Easter on the weekend of May 1st this year. But those from the Catholic and other Western churches hold their ceremonies this weekend. Some Palestinian Christians carried crosses while others sang hymns. Former Miss Israel, 30-year-old Gal Gadot, made her debut as Wonder Woman this week to critical acclaim. As a mother of a 4-year-old girl who loves princesses but often complains how the princes are always saving them, Gadot says she is especially excited to be bringing this character to life. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.